This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents Dirty Jeans, a breakthrough program to treat the root cause of illness and optimize your health, by Dr. Ben Lynch, read by Kaleo Griffith. To those who implement what they read, I want that so much to be you. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains detailed information, questionnaires, recipes, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction. Your genes are not your destiny. It was just an ordinary day in 2007. I had half an hour to spare and decided to check out a program playing on the PBS show, Nova, A Tale of Two Mice. The program introduced us to two mice that were genetically identical, but looked completely different. Both were from a strain that had a strong genetic potential for obesity, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. Yet one of the mice was lean and healthy, while the other was massively overweight and vulnerable to disease. Although each had the genetic potential for major illness and excess weight, only one of them was actually unhealthy. As I watched in astonishment, the researcher explained the X factor, the mysterious, powerful reason behind our ability to manipulate our genetic inheritance and create health rather than illness. The secret was methylation, a biochemical process that takes place within your body. By methylating certain genes, you can turn off your genetic tendency to obesity and disease. And how had that amazing feat been accomplished in the mice presented on PBS? In that experiment, through diet alone. While the experimental mice were still in the womb, researchers had given some of the mothers methyl donors, nutrients that support the methylation process, while the control group received none. The right diet had turned off the mice's dirty genes and reshaped their genetic destiny. This process of turning genes on and off is known as epigenetics. What I've learned since that momentous day in 2007 is that we can transform our genetic destiny through a combination of diet, supplements, sleep, stress relief, and reduced exposure to environmental toxins, the toxins in our food, water, air, and products. With the right tools, we can transcend our inherited tendencies to disease, including anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, birth defects, cancer, dementia, depression, heart disease, insomnia, and obesity, to create new and healthy lives. I still remember how amazed I was as the program drew to a close. I slammed my hand down on my desk. "That's it," I cried out. "That's what I want to do." From that point on, I was obsessed. Contrary to what so many scientists and doctors believe, our genetic destiny isn't fixed. It can be edited, rewritten, changed. We just need to know how. And so it became my mission to identify our dirty genes and develop the protocol we need to scrub them clean, replacing disease with health, and enabling us all to reach our genetic potential. I'm happy to tell you that after a decade of research, study, and successful treatment of clients around the world, I have developed and refined the Clean Genes Protocol, a program to optimize your health and your life. The power of epigenetics. I've always been fascinated by the ways our bodies want to be healthy, and I've spent most of my life learning how to help them get there. As an undergraduate, I studied cell and molecular biology. I then became a naturopathic physician, a science-based practitioner who relies on natural methods to restore balance and optimize health. As I worked with patients, I realized that I also needed to become a specialist in environmental medicine, discovering both how the chemicals in our environment undermine our health and what we can do to detoxify our bodies. What made all my diverse studies come together was the field of epigenetics, the many, many factors that can influence how our genes are expressed. I had always understood how powerful genes can be, but wow, was I thrilled to discover that we don't have to bow down and submit to our DNA. Instead, we can work with our genes to create optimal health, if only we know how. One of the most important pieces of the genetic puzzle is a type of variation known as SNP, pronounced SNP, which is short for single nucleotide polymorphism. So far, roughly 10 million SNPs have been identified in the human genome, with each of us having over a million. Most of those SNPs don't seem to affect us very much. Yes, they represent a slight variation or abnormality in various genes, but so far as we know, those variations don't seem to make much difference in the way our bodies function. Some SNPs, however, can make a huge difference in our health, and in our personality as well. For example, SNPs in the MTHFR gene can create a whole host of health problems, everything from irritability and obsessiveness to birth defects and cancer. Note that I said can. They don't have to. That's what this book is all about. SNPs in the COMT genes can lead to workaholism, sleep issues, PMS, problems with menopause, and again, cancer, along with boundless energy, enthusiasm, and good spirits. Yes, many SNPs have an upside as well as a downside. Health issues that had puzzled my clients for years suddenly made sense when they discovered through our work together that their SNPs had at least partly created those issues. Problems that had seemed overwhelming, even dooming, became manageable as clients learned that they could use diet and lifestyle to reshape their genes' behavior. I experienced that kind of aha moment myself when I discovered that I have at least three significant SNPs. I finally understood something about why I'm so focused and determined, some might say obsessive. I also saw why I can suddenly become irritable at a moment's notice and why I react so intensely to certain chemicals and fumes. It was a relief to have this new understanding. Things made sense to me in a way they never had before, plus I had some new solutions I could rely on. As you read this book, you'll have the chance to make the same kind of exciting discoveries about yourself. Most important, learning about my SNPs empowered me to take charge of my health. Finally, I could support my body and brain with the diet and lifestyle that they needed. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was working at the top of my potential. I wanted my patients to have the same experience. Heck, I wanted everybody to hit that high. So I began to develop a program for cleaning up our dirty genes, what we should eat, which supplements could help, and how to create a clean genes lifestyle. I wanted us to be like that epigenetically supported mouse, glowing and healthy, no matter which genes life has dealt us. I knew that if I could just delve deeply enough, I'd find the answers. And now, 10 years later, I'm proud to say that I have. Oh, there's still a ton more I have to learn. The whole field of epigenetics is just getting started, and we're making new discoveries every day. I spend a big portion of every week doing my own research, and another big chunk of time reading the studies that my colleagues turn out. It's more than one person could ever keep up with, and that's the good news. In another 10 years, I'm fully confident, we're going to have the power to take charge of our health in ways we can't even imagine. Still, you want to be healthy today, not in a year or two or 10. So besides my research and study, I've worked with thousands of clients and hundreds of doctors, learning how all that arcane science can be translated into a practical, accessible program that anybody, no matter how busy, can do. I speak at conferences, publish videos, and maintain a blog, reaching physicians, health professionals, scientists, and lay people. I'm proud to say I've become the go-to guy on epigenetics, even for such nationally recognized doctors and best-selling authors as Chris Kresser, Peter Diadamo, Alan Christensen, Peter Osborne, and Kelly Brogan. To be honest, I wish I wasn't the primary source of information. I wish what I knew was commonplace and widespread, the basic approach available in every doctor's office. That's become my new goal, and it's why I've written this book, to teach every single interested person how to clean up their genes and achieve a whole new level of health. Are your dirty genes creating problems related to brain and mood issues, cancer, cardiovascular issues, and many others? Take a look at the enhancement for a complete listing. Are your dirty genes making you sick? You've probably heard that your genes affect how healthy you can be. Almost certainly, your doctor has told you that because of the conditions that run in your family, you may be vulnerable to heart disease, depression, anxiety, and/or other disorders. Most of the time, this news makes people feel discouraged. I'm scared, they tell me. My genes are a mess. I've just got to make the best of it. No way. After years of research in the new science of gene abnormalities and having successfully treated thousands of clients, including my family and myself, I'm offering you an exciting new approach. A proven method to clean up your genetic limitations and create a healthier, more vibrant you. So let me say it loud and clear. Your genes are not your destiny. But perhaps you've been taught that they are. Perhaps, like most people, you've been told that you inherited a master plan. Characteristics that are written in stone from the moment of your conception until the day you die. In this view, your genes are a stern committee of judges handing down a life sentence. Your genes seem to say, let's give this woman depression, which she gets from her mother, and let's throw in some heart disease, which runs on her father's side. How about adding in a shy, anxious personality, which she gets from her grandmother? We're almost done, but let's throw in one more ingredient, a mild case of ADHD, nothing clinical. But like two of her uncles, she's always going to have a hard time focusing. There, all done. Good luck, lady. Enjoy the destiny that we've written for you, because there's absolutely nothing you can do to change it. Pretty bleak, right? Luckily, it's wrong. Far from being written in stone, your genetic destiny is more like a document written in the cloud. You get to edit and revise it every moment of your life. Every time you drink a soda, barrel through on 4 hours of sleep, use a shampoo loaded with industrial chemicals, or hit a stress bomb at your job, you're putting the negative part of the document in giant type. And every time you eat some organic leafy greens, get a good night's sleep, use a chemical-free shampoo, laugh with friends, or do some yoga, you're enlarging the positive part of the document while reducing the negative part to a font so small, it might as well not be there at all. Your genes don't lay down the law. They negotiate with you. They don't even speak with a single voice. They're a committee, and sometimes they disagree with each other. Some of the folks on that committee are harsh. They're constantly shouting, heart disease, or depression, or crippling lack of confidence. And if you don't know the right way to work with them, those loud, harsh voices might rule the day. But, and here's how this book is going to change your life. If you do know how to work with your gene committee, you can produce a much better outcome. You can get those loud negative voices to tone it down or even shut up completely. At the same time, you can turn up the volume on the voices that are saying balanced mood, healthy heart, and self-confidence. So get ready to clean your dirty genes, folks, because that's exactly what you're going to do. In this book, you'll find out how to make the most of your genetic inheritance now and for the rest of your life. Are your genes dirty? Take a look at the enhancement for a list of some common symptoms. What your doctor won't tell you, but I will. If you've had trouble with any of the symptoms I've just listed, your doctor might have told you that you're not really sick. Or maybe you've been offered drugs to medicate the symptoms. Antibiotics, painkillers, antacids, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, without much attention to the underlying issues that produce those symptoms. Or perhaps you've been one of the lucky ones. Perhaps you found a naturopathic physician, functional integrative MD, osteopath, nurse practitioner, nutritionist, chiropractor, or other health professional who has helped you restore health and wellness through diet, lifestyle, and other natural means. Even so, your treatment is incomplete if you haven't learned about dirty genes, the root cause of many of the conditions you're struggling with. That's because epigenetics, modifying genetic expression to improve your life and health, is a cutting-edge aspect of medicine that most practitioners don't understand. I'm one of the few people who have figured out how to translate genetic research into concrete actions that will improve your health, which is why so many leading healthcare specialists come to me for training and advice. That's why I spend so much of my time lecturing and consulting with physicians and providers, conventional, natural, and otherwise, as well as reading other people's studies, doing my own research, and helping others regain their health. As a result, the suggestions in this book are based on the very latest scientific material. Most healthcare providers simply aren't aware of this information, though I'd be willing to bet that in a few years, programs like the one in this book will be widespread, even standard. Meanwhile, congratulations! Reading this book puts you well ahead of the curve. Once you understand what makes your genes dirty and how to clean them up, you'll feel better than you ever thought you could. What kind of doctor am I? I am a naturopathic physician, an ND, or naturopathic doctor. Naturopathy is a science-based system that uses natural methods to restore health and wellness, with a focus on treating the underlying causes rather than the symptoms, and relying on natural means, diet, lifestyle, herbs, supplements, avoidance of chemicals, support for detoxification, and reduction and/or relief of stress. A growing number of medical doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers practice a similar approach known as functional integrative medicine, which also focuses on natural means to treat root causes. My own dirty genes success story. My personal struggle with dirty genes has been long and confusing. Even as a kid, I thought there must have been something behind my challenges, but for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what. Intense and super focused, I could also fly off the handle at a moment's notice, becoming irritable and frustrated without warning. I seemed to feel things more than most people I knew, to be less patient, but also more determined. In addition, I had horrific stomach pains more often than I'd like to remember. Also, lifelong low white blood cells until just a few years ago, as well as intense sensitivity to chemicals and cigarette smoke. Later, I would realize that these traits correlate strongly to specific SNPs. I would figure out that there were foods I could eat and foods I could avoid that helped me emphasize the positive side of these traits while reducing or even eliminating the downside. I also discovered that sleep, stress, and toxic exposure played a huge role in how my SNPs affected me, that diet and lifestyle affected the expression of many of my genes. Meanwhile, I enjoyed my teenage years growing up on my family's horse ranch in Central Oregon, where I learned to work hard, to be self-motivated, and to appreciate nature and the cycle of life. In 1995, I was a restless student and athlete at the University of Washington who got bitten by the travel bug. Hard. I took a one-year leave to backpack through the South Pacific and Southeast Asia. What an amazing trip. I did everything from living a bare-bones subsistence life on the remote island of Somosomo to working as a jackaroo on a 1.5 million-acre ranch in the Australian outback. I somehow made it to India, where I volunteered with Mother Teresa and her sisters. And I became deathly ill. You know it's bad when stuff comes out both ends at the same time repeatedly, especially when you're just standing next to a poor, unsuspecting camel in the middle of the street. I'm still not sure what I had. Far from any standard medical center, I didn't have any choice but to settle for whatever type of diagnosis and treatment was on offer. My single option was Ayurveda, the ancient Indian medical tradition that focuses on food, herbs, and lifestyle rather than on factory-made pharmaceuticals. When it cured me, I saw for myself the power of natural healing. Eventually, I made my way to Bastyr University, the leading educational institution for naturopathic medicine. But not before a checkered career that included earning a BS in cell and molecular biology from the University of Washington, rowing on the Huskies crew team, traveling to more than 40 countries on a shoestring budget, founding a high-end landscape construction firm, and summiting both Mount Rainier and Mount Baker. While studying at Bastyr and working with a wide variety of naturopathic healthcare providers, my life got even busier. I got married, had 3 sons, traveled frequently, and started a new business, selling supplements and other products to support people's health. Ironically, even as I learned how to make other people healthy, I worried about myself. After all, there was a lot of cancer, alcoholism, and stroke in my family. Was that my destiny too? I knew that diet and lifestyle could play a huge role in making a person healthy, but I couldn't stop thinking about the genetic piece of the puzzle. In 2005, I was working with a leading physician who specialized in environmental medicine. He had developed a powerful protocol for people who were succumbing to the toxic effects of heavy metals and industrial chemicals. Most patients did very well on his protocol, but some had no improvement, and some of them got worse. "Do you think this is about genetics?" I asked him. "Do some people have genes that make it difficult for them to clear out the chemicals?" It was an intriguing question, and my mentor didn't have the answer. But when I saw A Tale of Two Mice in 2007, I realized that genes and environment did indeed work together to shape our health. The key was to figure out how our genes got dirty in the first place and how to clean them up. 2 years later, a colleague asked me what natural methods could help a patient struggling with bipolar disorder. I started rattling off the usual answers, but I stopped myself. I had been out of school for a couple of years. Maybe I had missed some new research. After 3 hours at my computer, I was amazed. I had learned that there was a connection between bipolar disorder and SNPs in the MTHFR gene, which was exciting enough. But digging deeper revealed that MTHFR SNPs were also implicated in many other major health issues, including anxiety, stroke, heart attack, recurrent miscarriage, depression, Alzheimer's disease, and cancer. How had I not known about something this significant? I had to look further. The more research I did, the more important MTHFR came to seem. Eventually, I had myself and my family tested. I was horrified to find not only that I had a number of MTHFR SNPs, but that 2 of my sons did too. I felt as though I had been hit over the head and punched in the gut simultaneously. How could I protect us? So, I got to work. I began learning still more about MTHFR, and in the process, I discovered many other dirty genes. For the next 10 years, I divided my time between research, study, and trial and error, trying to help my clients clean up their dirty genes. Finally, I put together a protocol for the overall soak and scrub, presented in Chapter 12, and I learned how to do a more focused spot cleaning, Chapter 15, to address specific genetic issues. What a relief! I could be healthy. My sons could be healthy. And so could the hundreds of thousands of people whom I reached directly as clients or indirectly as participants in the workshops I gave for physicians, nutritionists, and other health professionals. This book is the final step, a way to share my discoveries with you and your family. Whether or not you've had genetic testing, whether or not you've ever even considered the role of genes in your health, this book can empower you to optimize your health and your life. Your dynamic genes. Remember, every moment of every day Your genes are working on that document about your health. They can write it in a way you like or a way you don't like. But they're always writing. And whether you know it or not, so are you. For example, your genes keep telling your body, rebuild your skin. As you know, if you exfoliate, your skin is constantly dying and being replaced. So every moment of every day, your genes are adding to the document, telling your body to get on with the repair. What kind of document do you think they write if you eat a high-sugar diet, skimp on sleep, or stress yourself out for days on end? Maybe something like, please give this woman dull, lackluster skin with plenty of acne and maybe a touch of rosacea. On the other hand, provide your genes with healthy fats, plenty of sleep, and time to chill, and you're going to see a different document. This one gets healthy, glowing skin that makes her look 10 years younger. Your genes won't stop writing until the day you die. But what they write is up to you. Likewise, your genes are constantly producing documents about your gut lining, which is repaired and rebuilt every 7 days. If you eat right and live right, you're going to get a great document. Keep that guy's gut strong and healthy. If you mess up your genes with poor diet and lifestyle, your document probably says something like, since this man is giving me so much extra work to do, I can't focus on repairing his gut lining. He's also not providing me the tools I need. So give this man a weak gut lining, the kind that lets food leak through. Watch out for all the weight gain, immune issues, and other problems that are likely to follow. Now, here's my personal favorite. The memo about your mind. Those instructions involve neurotransmitters, biochemicals such as serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine that govern your thoughts, moods, and emotions. Your brain runs on thousands of biochemical reactions, and there are countless ways the process can go wrong. Your goal is to give your genes whatever they need to produce an uplifting memo. Keep this person sharp, focused, calm, and full of energy during the day, and relaxed, calm, and ready to sleep at night. The memo you don't want mentions forgetfulness, depression, anxiety, irritability, insomnia, addictions, and brain fog. So yes, your genes write your life memo. But what they write is largely up to you. Sound good? Then let's get started. Continue on to read about some of my patients. And know that you can enjoy that success too, as soon as you clean your genes. Part 1. Can you control your genes? 1. Cleaning up your dirty genes. When Carrie and I began our session, she was distraught. She held a wad of tissues in one hand, and with the other she was continually wiping her runny nose or dabbing at her streaming eyes. Her skin was red and scaly. Her hair was limp and stringy. Almost before I could introduce myself, she burst out, "I'm such a mess!" As we talked, I could see that Carrie already understood quite a bit about her situation. She had already figured out what was making her sick. Chemicals. "Just a whiff of paint starts me wheezing," she told me, between efforts at repair work with the tissues. "Every time I clean the kitchen floor, my eyes tear up. I can't even find a shampoo or a bar of hand soap that doesn't make me break out. I've tried to clear all that stuff out of my house, but every day it seems like I develop a reaction to something new. I feel like I'm going crazy, but I'm not, am I?" "No," I reassured her. From her symptoms, I was willing to bet that Carrie had at least one dirty gene. More specifically, I suspected one or more SNPs in her GST or GPX. Those are the genes that help us use glutathione, a key detox agent that our body produces. Without glutathione, we have a heck of a time ridding our body of toxins. And in our modern world, we're surrounded by toxins all the time. Industrial chemicals and heavy metals are in our air, our water, our shampoo, our face cream, our food, our dish soap, our laundry detergent. The list goes on and on and on. Yes, your genes will thank you for buying organic and using only green products. That's a great start. But your body also has to filter out the toxins that you just can't avoid. How about the daily 11,000 liters of air you breathe, the 8 cups of water you drink, and the 4 pounds of food you eat? These are all infused with at least some of the 129 million industrial chemicals currently registered. And filtering those chemicals out of your body is nearly impossible when your GST-GPX gene is dirty. Because it's hard to tell, without genetic testing, which of these two closely related genes is the culprit, I often refer to them jointly as the GST-GPX gene. If you have other dirty genes, the whole process is even harder. To get rid of her symptoms, Carrie was going to have to go beyond buying organic and clean up her genes. Jamal was nervous, and rightfully so. He came to me because both his grandfather and his uncle had passed away in their 50s from a heart attack. Now Jamal's 56-year-old father was also seeing a doctor for cardiovascular issues. "I'd like to understand what's going on with my family," Jamal told me. "I feel like I'm facing a death sentence, and I don't want to be next." "No," I assured Jamal. He was most definitely not facing a death sentence. And I was impressed that he was being so proactive in taking charge of his health. Yes, from the number of cardiovascular issues that ran in his family, he very likely had been born with a dirty NOS3, a gene that plays a central role in heart function and circulation. His family history was powerful testimony to the way genetic inheritance can affect health. Can affect health, but doesn't have to. A whole world of nutritional and lifestyle support was waiting for both Jamal and his father, treatment options that went far beyond those provided by their doctor. "You've taken the first steps, and there's so much you can do," I told him. "You just need the right tools." Taylor had struggled with depression ever since she could remember. As a child, she had been moody and often inconsolable. As a college student, she now struggled with depression and anxiety. One of her worst problems, she told me, was the way she froze up whenever she had to present in class or take a test. Material she knew perfectly well when she was relaxed seemed to fly out of her head when she was under pressure. I recognized Taylor's performance anxiety because I had seen it in so many patients and in myself. I also recognized the mood swings, those blue days when it seemed like nothing would ever go right again. From her symptoms, I became certain she was dealing with a dirty MTHFR gene. If your MTHFR is dirty, it can mess up your mental and physical health in a bunch of ways, I told Taylor. That's because MTHFR is crucial to one of the body's most important biological processes, methylation. As a result, a dirty MTHFR creates not only anxiety and depression, but a whole host of other symptoms, including weight gain, headache, fatigue, and brain fog. Cleaning up a dirty MTHFR is a critical step in balancing your mood, improving your performance, and supporting your health. At first, Taylor was discouraged to think of having been born with a dirty gene. "So, I'm like, what, a mutant?" she asked me. But when I explained that all of us have from one to several dirty genes just among the 7 important ones highlighted here, and that the Clean Genes Protocol could enable her to scrub her key genes clean, she became excited at the prospect of overcoming her depression and anxiety for the first time in her life. Carrie, Jamal, and Taylor were all struggling with dirty genes, the root cause of their health troubles. If you're suffering from any of the symptoms listed on the enhancement, dirty genes are likely at the root of your health problems, too. How dirty genes mess with your health. Most likely, neither you nor your doctor is used to thinking about your genes as an active, dynamic factor affecting your present-day health. Instead, Your genes seem like an unchangeable, unavoidable set of hardwired instructions passed on from your parents at the moment of conception. I want you to shift that mindset. Instead of seeing your genetic inheritance as a fixed set of instructions from the past, instructions written on a stone tablet handed down from the ancestors, I want you to see your genes as active participants in your daily health. Right now, while you're reading this, thousands of genes throughout your body are giving instructions to your brain, digestive tract, skin, heart, liver, and many other aspects of your anatomy. Those genetic instructions shape every facet of your experience and your health, and your genes are handing them out every single second. With every breath you take, every object you touch, every thought you have, you give your genes instructions, and they respond. Let's say you eat a big lunch, too big, more than your body can handle. Oops, your genes are overloaded. They stagger under the burden of all that food. They tell your metabolism to slow way down. They have trouble methylating, a key process that facilitates at least 200 functions in your body, from skin repair, digestion, and detoxification, to mood balance and clear thought. Because of the challenge posed by that overly large meal, hundreds of instructions are being given differently and badly. You might promise yourself to eat light that night to make up for it, and maybe you even will. But that won't prevent the damage you inflicted at lunchtime when you didn't give your genes the conditions they needed to do their job. Or let's say you stayed up late last night, playing a video game or answering email or binge-watching your favorite show. Now the alarm is going off and you can barely drag yourself out of bed. I'll make up for it this weekend, you promise yourself. And maybe you will. Meanwhile, though, your genes are living in the present, and they aren't happy about the lack of sleep. They give instructions that alter your digestion, your mood, your metabolism, and your brain, so that right now, not when you were first born, but now, your health shifts and slips and declines a little bit. Of course, if most of the time you're eating well and sleeping deeply and limiting your toxic exposure and managing your stress, an occasional big meal or late night doesn't make all that much difference. Sure, your genes alter their responses for a little while, but your body is strong and resilient, and it can handle the extra challenge. If one gene staggers, a second one steps up. If that second gene stumbles, a third one takes over. Your body has lots of built-in backups, which is terrific. However, if you consistently give your genes poor working conditions, they're going to consistently hand out poor instructions. Why? Because each backup gene is going to push on the next backup gene, one after the other after the other. And before you know it, too many of your genes are struggling. Your health will suffer, and in way too many cases, your doctor won't be able to do much more than prescribe a few drugs to medicate your symptoms. I want something better for you, a lot better. I want to give your genes exactly what they need to hand out the instructions for perfect health. I want your first-line genes working optimally as often as possible, putting the least possible strain on your backups. I want all your genes cooperating smoothly to give you glowing skin and a healthy weight and tons of energy and a clear, sharp mind. I want you feeling calm and enthusiastic and ready to go. And I want you sleeping so deeply at night that you wake up each morning feeling terrific. If you want that for yourself, listen up. The way to get optimal health is by supporting your genes. Two types of dirty genes. You have two types of dirty genes, both of which can give you a host of symptoms and disorders. Some genes are born dirty. The scientific name for a born dirty gene is genetic polymorphism, which is a fancy way of saying genetic variation. As we saw in the introduction, these genes are also called single nucleotide polymorphisms, or SNPs, pronounced SNPs. These dirty genes, and each of us has several, can do a full-scale number on your body and your brain. They help determine whether you're heavy or slim, sluggish or energized, depressed or optimistic, anxious or calm. We have about 20,000 genes in our body. There are more than 10 million known genetic polymorphisms, SNPs, and one person can have as many as 1.2 million of them. However, only about 40,000 are known to potentially alter your genetic function. In this book, we're going to zero in on the key SNPs in the 7 genes most likely to have the biggest impact on your health. I chose these super 7 because each of them influences hundreds of other genes. If any of these 7 genes are dirty, you can be sure they're making your other genes dirty too. When my clients first discovered that they were born with SNPs, many of them are upset. As Taylor said, "I feel like a mutant." But in fact, we're all mutants. That is, every one of us is loaded with SNPs. It's just part of the magnificent variety of the human race, what enables each of us to be unique. The good news is that once you know which SNPs you have, your health issues start to make a lot more sense, and your emotional issues do too. If you suffer from migraines, can't seem to fall asleep at night, or struggle with a hair-trigger temper, SNPs may be at the root of your problem. SNPs also contribute to anxiety, depression, irritability, workaholism, obsessiveness, difficulty paying attention, trouble winding down, and a whole bunch of other things that you might never have realized had a genetic and biochemical basis. SNPs also contribute to various strengths, such as boundless energy, good spirits, enthusiasm, dedication, determination, and laser-sharp focus. The really good news is that you get to work with your SNPs, turning up the volume on your strengths and turning down the volume on your weak points. Through the Clean Genes Protocol, you can alter your lifestyle, diet, and environment to maximize the positives and mute the negatives, so that what you once thought was normal for you may be nothing of the kind. How awesome is that? Some genes just act dirty. Sometimes a gene without a SNP creates problems for you anyway. That might be because your genes aren't getting the nutrients, lifestyle, or environment that they need to function at their best. Too few vitamins, too little sleep, too many chemicals, too much stress. A better diet and lifestyle might inspire your genes to behave differently. The scientific name for this is genetic expression. The way your genes express themselves in response to your environment, diet, lifestyle, and mindset. Depending on which of your genes are expressed and how, you can be healthy, energized, and glowing. Alternatively, you might be loaded down with a whole slew of symptoms: obesity, anxiety, depression, acne, headaches, fatigue, achy joints, poor digestion. If your genes act dirty enough, you might even face such serious conditions as autoimmune disorders, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Once again, your Clean Genes Protocol comes to the rescue. If you give your genes the diet and lifestyle that they need, they'll act clean instead of dirty, and you can optimize your health, your mental outlook, and your life. Meet your dirty genes. Here are the 7 genes, I call them the Super 7, that we target in this book. I chose them because they're extremely common, have been well-researched, and have the most far-reaching effects on your body. If these guys are dirty, whether born dirty or just acting dirty, the rest of your genes will be gunked up too. Some dirty genes are hard to scrub, not these 7. They are easily cleaned up through diet and lifestyle changes. Being born with dirty genes has an upside as well as a downside. Born dirty genes might put you at risk for some nasty health challenges, but they also help to shape your personality, activating strengths as well as weaknesses. Your goal is to work with diet, chemical exposure, and lifestyle to maximize the benefits while minimizing the drawbacks. 1. MTHFR, the methylation master gene. This gene initiates your ability to methylate, a key process that affects your stress response, inflammation, brain chemistry, energy production, immune response, detoxification, antioxidant production, cell repair, and genetic expression. When MTHFR is born dirty. Strengths: intensity, alertness, productivity, focus, improved DNA repair, decreased risk of colon cancer. Weaknesses: depression, anxiety, autoimmunity, migraines, increased risk of stomach cancer, autism, pregnancy complications, Down syndrome, birth defects, and cardiovascular conditions such as heart attack, stroke, and thrombosis. 2. COMT, the gene whose SNPs help determine whether you're focused or buoyant, or laid back and calm. COMT and its SNPs have powerful effects on mood, focus, and how your body handles estrogen, a key factor in the menstrual cycle, in fibroids, and in some estrogen-sensitive cancers. When COMT is born dirty. Strengths: focus, tons of energy and alertness, good spirits, glowing skin. Weaknesses: irritability, insomnia, anxiety, fibroids, increased risk of estrogen-sensitive cancers, test anxiety, neurological disorders, migraines, PMS, impatience, vulnerability to addictions. 3. DAO, the gene whose SNPs can make you super sensitive to certain foods and chemicals. When this gene is dirty, it affects your response to the histamine that lurks in various foods and beverages, and that's also produced by some gut bacteria, affecting your likelihood of food sensitivities and allergic reactions. When DAO is born dirty. Strengths: immediate awareness of allergens and trigger foods, so you can get them out of your diet before they cause serious long-term problems. Weaknesses: food sensitivities, pregnancy complications, leaky gut syndrome, allergic reactions, the risk of more serious conditions such as autoimmunity. 4. MAOA, the gene that affects mood swings and carb cravings. This gene helps govern your levels of dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin, key brain chemicals that affect mood, alertness, energy, vulnerability to addictions, self-confidence, and sleep. When MAOA is born dirty. Strengths: energy, self-confidence, focus, highs of productivity and joy. Weaknesses: mood swings, carb cravings, irritability, headaches, insomnia, addictions. 5. GST-GPX, the gene or genes that can create detox dilemmas. A dirty GST or GPX affects your body's ability to rid itself of chemicals. When GST-GPX is born dirty. Strengths: immediate awareness of potentially harmful chemicals before they have the chance to make you really sick. Improved response to chemotherapy. Weaknesses: super sensitivity to potentially harmful chemicals, with responses ranging from mild symptoms to serious autoimmune disorders and cancers. Increased DNA damage, which increases the risk of cancer. 6. NOS3, the gene that can create heart issues. NOS3 affects your production of nitric oxide, which is a major factor in heart health, affecting such processes as blood flow and blood vessel formation. When NOS3 is born dirty. Strengths: decreased blood vessel formation, angiogenesis, during cancer, which reduces the growth of cancer. Weaknesses: headaches, high blood pressure, vulnerability to heart disease and heart attack, dementia. 7. PEMT, the gene that supports your cell membranes and liver. This gene affects your body's ability to produce phosphatidylcholine, an essential compound that you need to maintain cell membranes, bile flow, muscle health, and brain development. When PEMT is born dirty. Strengths: more support for methylation, better response to chemotherapy. Weaknesses: gallbladder disorders, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, pregnancy complications, cell membrane weakness, muscle pain. What makes your genes act dirty? Even if you don't have a SNP in any of your 7 key genes, you might still be gunking up those genes with the wrong diet and lifestyle. As a result, they can't do the jobs you desperately need them to do. Metabolize nutrients, balance your brain chemistry, repair damaged cells, and 101 other tasks. What happens? You gain weight, feel sluggish, get depressed, become anxious, lose your ability to focus, develop acne, get headaches. The dirty list goes on and on. If you're taking antacids, for example, you're messing with many major genes, including MTHFR, MAOA, and DAO. If you're taking metformin, a common medication for diabetes, you're disrupting the function of your MAOA and DAO. Birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, and even bioidentical hormones constrain your MTHFR and COMT. Even if you're not taking medications, your genetic expression can be disrupted by poor diet, lack of exercise, too much exercise, not enough sleep, environmental toxins, and plain old everyday stress. And those are just the most common problems. Long story short, there's a whole laundry list of factors that might be dirtying up your genes, and your doctor probably has no idea. To make matters worse, every additional factor that makes your genes dirty changes the whole picture. So if you're only eating too much sugar, that's one problem. But if you're also eating too many carbs, now you have two problems, and a much wider and more complex effect. If in addition you're not getting good sleep, you've just created more damage. That, plus stress, even more. Pretty soon, you've generated a cumulative effect that makes the whole problem even worse. Instead of 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 4, you get 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 50. Why? Because all your genes interact with one another. When one gene gets dirty, it doesn't work properly, so several more genes step up to help. And now, suddenly, they get dirty too. Your body isn't a set of discrete compartments that each work separately. It's one amazing interactive system in which problems spread and multiply with amazing speed. The good news is that health can also spread and multiply in amazing ways. When you clean up your dirty genes, you start feeling terrific in ways you never even imagined. Your mood improves, and that chronic muscle pain you've been working through stops aching. Your brain fog clears, and you've got tons more energy. Your allergy symptoms disappear, and you begin to lose some weight. This is why I'm so eager for you to clean up your genes. If your dirty genes were born clean but became dirty, cleaning them up gives you a tremendous boost. And if some of your genes were born dirty, giving them the support they need can make a world of difference. You'll find a detailed list of what dirties up your genes on the enhancement. Our toxic environment. We're going to zero in on the role of chemicals in Chapter 6, but they are such a big part of why your genes get dirty, I just have to say something about them now. As an expert in environmental medicine, I am duty-bound to bring you the bad news. The industrial chemicals in our air, water, food, and products have gotten completely out of control. Our bodies were never designed to bear that chemical burden. And everybody's genes, no matter what they were born with, are staggering under the weight. If only it were as simple as putting a filter on your water tap or sticking to the organic aisles in the grocery store. But what about the carcinogenic BPA coating that you rub onto your fingertips every time you accept a sales receipt? What about the formaldehyde fumes that rise out of your pressed wood furniture? Or the toxic pre-fluorinated compounds, PFCs, that live in your carpets? What about the chemicals exhaled by the photocopier at your office? Or the bad effects of fluorescent lights and electromagnetic fields on your own biochemistry? Or the 1,001 contacts you have with different types of plastic every day? If it were just 1 or 2 or even 20 exposures daily, your body would have a much easier time shaking the toxicity off. But we're talking hundreds of daily exposures, maybe even thousands, that your body was never designed to withstand. Think of it. More than 120 million industrial chemicals are registered, and many of them end up in our air. With every breath you take, you're effectively bathing your body in a toxic soup. No wonder your genes are struggling. I can tell you how to clean up the genes that have become dirty, and I can tell you how to give extra support to the ones that were born dirty. But sometimes I feel like one of those cartoon characters frantically trying to bail out a leaky boat that keeps springing leak after leak after leak. I keep trying to clean up those genes, and the chemicals in our food, air, water, and products keep dirtying them up again. Our factory-farmed food supply and chemical-laden environment are triggering the expression of many genetic problems that used to be silent and shutting down the expression of genes that used to function properly. That's a huge part of why chronic disease is on the rise. Such conditions as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, allergies, autoimmune disorders, and cancer. It's because the born dirty genes that wouldn't have bothered you 100 years ago, or 50 years ago, or maybe even 20 years ago, are giving you trouble now. And even the genes that were born clean are becoming dirty at a disturbing rate. Even newborn babies are born with over 200 chemicals in their bodies, on day one. This is why I want you to eat organic, or at least avoid the worst offenders, and to filter your water, what you drink, cook, and bathe in. This is why I don't want you putting chemical-laden products on your skin or washing your hair with them. It's why I want you to clean up the air inside your home, which is often more toxic than the air outdoors. Strange, but true. And it's why I want you giving your genes every possible support you can. Deep sleep, exercise that's right for your body, and stress reduction and relief. You can take charge of your health, but if you feel like you're facing a massive challenge, that's because you are. The 4-week Clean Genes Protocol. Lucky for all of us, there is a way to support your genes, to scrub both those that were born dirty and those that are acting dirty. In just 4 weeks, you can go a very long way toward cleaning up your genes. Step 1. Soak and scrub for 2 weeks. In this phase, we clean all your genes. Fill out laundry list 1. Found on the enhancement, entitled, Which of Your Genes Need Cleaning? You complete a questionnaire, a laundry list of symptoms and personality traits that gives us your baseline. This helps us target which of your genes are functioning at less than their best, whether they were born dirty or are acting dirty. Follow the program. You follow a 2-week program of healthy food, sufficient sleep, reduced toxic exposure, and stress relief. This part of the program is the same for everyone, because it's so good at clearing out the gunk. If your genes were covered in mud and also had a few isolated grease stains, we'd have to soak and scrub all the mud away before we could zero in on the specific stains. This soak and scrub period of the Clean Genes Protocol works the same way. Supported by dozens of delicious recipes, you eat, sleep, exercise, detox, and de-stress for 14 days. Step 2. Spot clean for 2 weeks. In this phase,